Welcome back, sports fans, to Mass Radio Sports Talk, presented by 2.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio. Again, folks, if you want to call into the show, do it. The number is 253-535-7332. Again, 253-535-7332. We're going to move on to both the baseball and the softball diamond. Both teams travel down the Pacific. But first, Drew, you're going to be doing the broadcast coming up, aren't
you? Yeah, I'll be doing the broadcast about the softball game, and then I think Dylan will be over at the baseball game broadcasting that, and Christian's be on the PA.
I'm on PA Saturday, and I'm actually with Dylan on Sunday.
Oh, so that'll be awesome.
That'll be a good time,
good,
man.
Good.
I'm excited.
Wow.
Yep. So I have to get out of here, guys. As we talked about before, I have to do the student portion of Student Athlete. I have class right here in the middle block of our show, but I wanted to make sure I was here to talk about basketball, and I'll be back here for the last 30 minutes to talk national coverage with Kellen a little bit, verbal spar. So I'm going to hand over to these guys, leave you in their capable hands to talk baseball and softball. You'll hear enough about that from me if you tune into softball, and you'll hear enough of that from Dylan if you tune in to baseball. So I'll leave these two guys to it. Thank you guys for having me for the first half hour, and I'll see you in about an hour.
Thanks, Drew. That's dedication. We're proud of you. We're excited to see your cap report.
Yeah, I'm hustling back.
All right, so we're gonna start off by talking a little PLU softball. You know, they traveled down to Pacific to take on the Boxers in a four-game series. The first game took 14 innings to finish. That's crazy to me, 14 innings.
How many do they normally play, Christian?
Is it seven, Drew?
Nine.
They play nine here?
They play nine.
All right, nine innings. Thanks, Drew. Now he's on his way out. All right, PLU finally pulled out the tough road win late. The game was tied at 5 in the 7th inning. PLU added a run in the top of the 14th and held off Pacific in the bottom half of the inning. It's a great performance. It took everyone, though. Marissa Miller pitched 11 innings. She struck out 8 batters and walked 4. It's a good performance for an 11-inning, affair. Nicole Schroeder and Catherine Haitlin each hit a home run during the game. Kellen, you're an athlete. Can you tell us a little bit about, the mental strain maybe that overtime has on athletes?
Well, first off, Marissa Miller, talk about an ice bath after the game.
For real.
11 innings. I mean, that arm is going to be on ice all that next day. So big time by Marissa Miller, who went to Puyallup High School in the SPSL there, Christian. But, the mental strain, in overtime that has on athletes, overtime's fun. Because overtime, in my opinion, it's who's in shape. And, mm-hmm. You play four quarters, obviously, as a football player, you play four quarters you play four quarters in basketball. And, that overtime is, sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's 8 minutes, just it kind of depends on the regulation rules, but it's who's in shape and, who's ready to go, who's ran, those extra laps, during practice and those up downs and the burpees and all those little kinds of things. But it's also mentally, like you said, that was the question. Mentally, you got to be tough. And that's why I think what we do here at PLU, Christian, on the football team, is we have a mental notebook, a tool chest, if you will, that my dad calls it. And it really helps in the mental side of the game. And in my opinion, that's why we've been so successful at Pacific Lutheran University when it comes to the football program, because we have these mental tools that not a lot of other teams spend time on. Christian, during the preseason, we're going over this mental notebook during night prep, during basically time where we could be, in the film room, meeting with coaches, our coaching positions and talking about film, talking about different kind of plays. But we're in that notebook because we know if we have that mental edge over teams, that can make us, a little bit more successful in the field.
Yeah, exactly. Now, when you kind of compare overtimes, I guess, you guys play like the Kansas City shootout style of overtime on the football field, right?
Exactly. Well, each team gets a chance.
Right. So it's in a way, it's the same thing on the baseball field.
Right.
We got a top half, we got a bottom half.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, and
I think obviously every other team would want to be the team that, bats last and, the pressure's on them in the beginning. And but like I said, if you get a coin flip that goes the wrong way, you got to love the challenge of it.
Right.
In college, you got to love getting the ball first and getting that score and putting it to them. And then, the defense steps up. Obviously, offense and defense, you need both to win the ball game. So you got to just love that mental challenge of overtime.
Yeah, it's fun to watch from, my perspective. I don't play anymore. I write about you guys, talk about you guys here on Friday. It's fun to, see extra innings. It's fun to see overtime.
And also it can be mentally draining for a journalist, too, overtime.
Yeah. How am I going to write this story now? This is crazy. Then I guess we'll move on to the second game here, which was about 20 minutes after those, 14
right.
innings. PLU did not fare well in game two. They lost 7-0 against Pacific. PLU had 6 hits but could not turn those hits into runs. It's very possible they could have been both mentally and physically worn out from the long game that happened, just before the next one.
Exactly. I mean, you know, obviously anytime you have an overtime game, normally you have another day to rest, but in softball and baseball, you don't get that. You know, you have to go right back out there. Like you said, 20 to 30 minutes, you got to get a quick, you know, Subway sandwich in you, and then boom, you're right back out there. And obviously that score, you know, I would definitely think at the end of the day, you know, and I don't think the PLU softball team ever wants to make excuses, but no question about it. Fatigue, in my opinion, you know, from kind of reading the recap of the game, I wasn't there alive, but it definitely kind of got the best of them in that situation there, Christian.
Yeah, it's tough, you know. It's still early in the year, and, you know, the softball team, they play four-game series rather than three like the baseball team does. I mean, the way that they pitch is a little healthier on the arm, so we don't have to worry about that as much.
Right, right.
But, you know, it's early in the year. They'll get used to playing those back-to-back games every time they go out and play, and, you know, they'll get better from this. Let's move on to day two. Day two was filled with some tough losses for POU.
Right.
POU led 5-4 with only three outs left to get in the first game on Sunday. Pacific went on to score two runs in the bottom half of their inning, so they won in a walk-off. You know, that's a tough one to take, you know, whenever it happens. POU left seven runners on base. They couldn't bring those people in to score, and, you know, in a game that's so close, every run matters.
Exactly, and I think you talk to, you know, whether it's the baseball coach or the softball coach, Christian, they probably want to lose by eight, you know, rather than lose by one with
Absolutely.
Only three outs left in the game. And like you said, left seven runners on base. That's just, you know, in a way, you just shoot yourselves in the foot. You know, I think they definitely would give Pacific a lot of credit, the Boxer Nation there, for, you know, winning the ball game. But at the same time, they had seven players, you know, left on base, and, you know, losing by one, you kind of go back, you watch the film. Oh, if this could have happened, you know, oh gosh, we should have, you know, maybe we could have stolen second on that, you know, that ball that went behind the catcher, but we didn't. You know, maybe they, you know, maybe they settled. Maybe they were just kind of trying to play safe. So you kind of have to go back and watch the film and, you know, try to make sure that that doesn't really happen again.
Yeah, we got a correction coming in right now. Softball does, in fact, play seven innings.
They play seven innings. Wow.
So if we go back to that first game, they
11.
Played two games in one.
That's unbelievable.
You know, you could look at it. They played three games.
And like you said, only a 20 to 30 minute break. You would think if, you know, there were some extra innings, they might get a little bit longer. But that's, again, that's that's what it takes to be an athlete.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, and finally, the final game of that four-game series is, you know, another close game was played. The Lutes offense exploded for four runs in the fourth inning, but that's all they could muster for the whole entire game. They only had that one big inning. Pacific scored three runs in the third and then three runs in the fifth to secure a 6-4 win and take the series 3-1. So, you know, overall, on the softball diamond, it was a rough weekend for us here at POU.
I mean, no question. Hopefully, you know, they can take care of business this weekend at home, you know, against the Lewis and Clark Pioneers. You know, the double headers are scheduled for both Saturday and Sunday, you know, starting at noon, you know, on both days. And like you said, Christian, in my opinion, I think being in shape, you know, when it comes to, you know, baseball and softball, at least in the Division III level, I'm not quite sure how they do it, Division I, Division II, Division I, AA, but, I mean, you got to be in shape because these games are back-to-back.
Right.
You know, and it's so funny because you look at the major leagues and a lot of those guys are overweight. I mean, they're playing one game, you know, a day, and they're not going back-to-back. And no question about it, is it more strainful on their body? Absolutely. Spring training, all those different kinds of things. Batting practice can even be straining on the body at
right.
times, but... I mean, I think it's a little bit underrated that, you know, these softball players and baseball players, I mean, they have to go back-to-back in, you know, 20 to 30-minute span, and you just kind of have to take a gut check.
Yeah, I think that maybe the type of endurance is a little different.
It is, for sure.
For both the PO,
for
you
sure.
know, here at this level, we're playing on the weekend.
Right.
You got to
right.
be ready to go for 2 days, and then you can, you know, chill for two more and then get right back on it, you know.
It's also mental, too.
Yes.
I mean, hey, we got another game in 20, 30 minutes. I don't want to do this. But, hey, you're going to school. Sometimes you're getting some money to play, you know, the sport. Obviously not at the Division III level.
Right.
But at the same time, you're getting an education. You're playing the sport you love. You know, you kind of just got to compete.
Yeah. It is what it is. It's a tough deal. Let's shift gears over to the baseball field. POU also played Pacific this weekend. They play three-game series each time they play, you know, a team that's in conference. Due to weather issues, however, the games had to move location to a different field. Kellen, you know, I'll ask you as an athlete, what is it like when your routine gets changed just the slightest a bit?
It's frustrating, no question about it. You know, there's times, you know, when it comes to football, we never really have been relocated when it comes to a football stadium, you know, switching stadiums, but we have been relocated when it comes to locker rooms. And I think in the locker room, sometimes when you're jammed, when you're, you know, when you're butt to butt, if you will, to, you know, another player on the team,
right.
you just can't quite get in that zone that you normally want to get in. You got your music, you got your tape, you got your food. I mean, it's one of those things, but at the same time, you got to love the challenge. You know, you got to fight through the adversity. And if you, you know, if you end up losing a close game to UPS and you blame the locker room, then, I mean, that's a pretty sad deal. But no question about it, you got to be able to adjust, and especially at a Division III level. Division I level, it's, you know, they got their locker rooms planned out, you know, 2 weeks in advance. Division III locker rooms, sometimes you're dressing, you know, in the softball complex. I mean, we've dressed in some crazy, crazy places for the PLU football team, but it's one of those things where you just got to roll with it and, you know, just love it. I mean, who gives a rip if you're changing, like I said, behind a backstop? You just got to enjoy the process.
Yeah. You know, they make for some interesting stories.
No question about it.
Let's go back to baseball. Game one of Saturday's doubleheader saw Pacific score 4 runs in the bottom of the first. I mean, that's a great start. You'll take that as a coach. You'll be like, yep, this works for me. Let's keep it up, guys.
Especially in baseball.
Yes. Great start for them. They wouldn't look back as they won the game 7-3. POU had 9 hits but could only manage 3 runs. So POU left 9 runners on base. So we talked about it with the softball team, you know. When you go back and you look at that lob number left on base, you get a little frustrated when you see you had 9 players out there that could have touched a couple more bases and scored for you, but they just didn't.
Like you said, PLU had left 7 players on base on the softball team, and you know the baseball team now had left, you know, 9 runners on base. And talking to Tanner Bogart, he and I meet once a week and just kind of catch up about life. And you know, right now they're very frustrated because they're extremely competitive. You know, they had a lot of high hopes kind of coming into the season, but they're not, you know, hitting the panic button yet. And that's kind of what they're telling me, obviously, as a, you know, as a broadcaster here, and you know, some of their friends. Oh my gosh, you know, is the season over? I mean, are you kidding me? It's just getting started. So I look forward to seeing how this, you know, baseball team rebounds with a new coaching staff. And you know, again, adversity is one of those things in sports that you got to respond to. And so it'll be interesting to see how they do that.
Yeah, they're definitely better than they're playing right now. I think that's fair to say. They're picked to finish first in the preseason poll. You know, they're just better than they're playing, and they're going to get it turned around.
Exactly.
You know, they'll figure
it
out.
And it's hard to live up to expectations. I mean, it really is. But I mean, I think at the end of the day, they are definitely better than they are playing right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. Game two was more of a low scoring affair between the two teams. POU only managed 4 hits in this game. They scored 2 runs. Pacific even had 3 errors, but the Lutes, you know, they still couldn't capitalize. We ended up losing 4-2. Kellen, I'll ask you again, how frustrating is it when you know you have the opportunities, but you weren't able to take advantage of them?
Well, I mean, you look at Pacific. I mean, in the 2 games there, they put up 11 points, and, you know, the PLU baseball team only put up 5. And so, I mean, it's one of those things where they just got to get the bat on the ball. It seems like they're not really getting, you know, obviously on base and, you know, only managed to get 4 hits like you mentioned there, Christian. So I think it starts in practice, and, you know, kind of starts with the fundamentals there. And, you know, like we said, they're, you know, they're just in a little bit of a slump. And I think, you know, the great thing about the major leagues is they play, 162 games. And I think at the Division III level, you play about 48, 49,
something like that. Yep.
So, you know, it's one of those things where, I mean, every team in baseball has a slump. And obviously, it's very, very frustrating when you start with a slump to begin your season.
Right.
The men's basketball team kind of had a slump in the middle of the season. They had a great start, 9-2. Then they kind of got to conference play, and then it was like, oh my gosh. I mean, I thought they were really, you know, I thought they were, you know, kind of on pace to almost, you know, really, really get in the first place and kind of challenge Whitworth there. But they went into a slump in the middle of the season. Then obviously came back and made a playoff run here. So, like we said, you know, Christian, I really believe that this baseball team will bounce back, no pun intended, and get after it.
Yeah, that's for sure. We're waiting on them. We're ready for them to come back and play well. The final game of that 3-game series was played at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. So, you know, that sounds like a great Sunday evening for myself. I'd go check out a game, but normally those games are played at noon. You know, we talked about the routine earlier. It gets thrown off. Now we're playing late Sunday evening.
Does the baseball field have lights?
Wherever they were, it had to.
Oh, okay. That's right.
They were on the road.
That's right.
You know, you play at 6.
Because in Parkland, it was just a windstorm on Sunday night.
Yeah, it was a good thing they were on the road. It wasn't pretty around here. You know, they play Sunday night, which makes for a late Sunday night. It makes for an early Monday morning. You know, a lot of
class.
Guys were dragging at class the next day.
Right. That bus trip home. Exactly.
Yep. Once again, POU could not get the better of Pacific, losing 5-3. The game was tied until the 8th inning when Pacific added 2 more runs and sealed the deal against POU. You know, our baseball team got swept this weekend. You know, it's not fun to say for me. I don't want to come on here and say, oh, we lost 3 games again.
Right.
I don't feel like I will for the rest of the year. I think that, you know, like we said, they're better than that.
Right. This is a one-time thing.
Let's hope they can turn it around for 3 games against Willamette this weekend. Saturday starts at 11 a.m. Second game starts at 2 p.m. on Saturday, and then Sunday scheduled for noon, weather permitting. So we'll see what happens.
And the biggest thing we're going to kind of find out about this PLU baseball team is their mental aspect, their mental side. And talking to, you know, senior captain Tanner Bogart, you know, right now he's pinch running, and he's also playing some outfield. And there's not necessarily drama on the team per se. Everyone likes each other. Everyone wants them to succeed. But I think mentally right now they're a little bit drained. A lot of these guys come from very, very successful high schools that aren't used to losing, these freshmen that have been brought in. And so, I mean, they kind of got to rally the troops. And I told Tanner, I said, Tanner, you got a new head coach. You know, he's never really been down these roads. You got to kind of rally the troops here. And so Tanner and Landon Packer and those kind of guys, Corey Nelson, Ben Welch, you know, those guys got to rally those troops and say, hey, not on our watch, you know, not for our first, you know, head coaches, for his first season. You know, we want to continue the legacy that, you know, obviously Jeff Loomis built here. Now he's at, you know, University of Portland. Like we talked about last week, it's still amazing he lives in Puyallup there with his wife and family. But yeah, the mental aspect, you know, Christian, is one of those things for this PLU baseball team that they're really going to be challenged, and it's going to be fun to see how they can, you know, react to that.
It should be a fun weekend here on campus. Check out both games on the weekend. You know, take a couple hours, go sit outside, watch a baseball game. Dress warm, though. I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like. Dress warm. Have fun. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk a little PLU track and field. Stay tuned to hear about the expectations for the Lutes this season.